Cities of Phoenix. In the zone of gold, KAZT.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Happy Tip Tuesday. Today is, we're going to have our call-ins for our tips. Our phone lines are now working, so we're happy to announce that. So you'll be able to call in and give us your Tuesday tip. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of business. Dennis is going to be right with us. And I want to thank everyone for their patience yesterday. Hope you enjoyed the show. We did have a lot of information with the ladies from the Arizona Dairy Council. They're always very informational and fun to talk with. And we were doing some taste tests and enjoyed all of that. We had some jalapeno cheddar bread for those of you that love some jalapenos and some wonderful cheddar cheese. We also did a pepperoni and mozzarella bread, which was pretty fabulous. And then they brought us some jalapeno cheese curds and some regular plain cheese curds. And we deep fried those and had those for a nice little tasty snack. So for all of you out there, you know, hopefully we're not going to eat as much today as we did yesterday. But Brian from Berge's Coffee Roast House will be joining us this morning. And Berge's Coffee Roast House is located at 309 North Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at bergiescoffee.com, or better yet, go see them and have Colette make you one of her special drinks, or, you know, any of the you know, Brian or Bruce or Linda or any of the gals there. They always do a great job, and we know Colette always makes us something special, so we want to tell her thank you very much for that. Also, we're going to be having our wine tasting over at the Groves Bar and Grill. That's going to happen this Thursday, which is April 17th. That'll be at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing Italian wines. So Dennis will do a beautiful food pairing to go with those wines. Again, that's going to be 7 p.m. this Thursday on April 17th. It's $30 a person. We prefer if you could call it so we can get a head count of how many will be attending. You could call the Groves Bar and Grill at 480-307-8477 and let us know that you'll be joining us for the wine tasting. Then we're going to have Brittany join us on Friday. That'll be April 18th. That's also Good Friday. Brittany will be joining us, and she's from the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, located at 7700 East McCormick Parkway in Scottsdale. You can check them out online at thescottsdaleresort.com or give them a call, 480-991-9000. I'm sure they're running all kinds of specials. They do have their Sunday brunch for Easter is full, but you can still call in for the Mother's Day brunch. There's still time, so give them a call, 480-991-9000. And those of you that are, you know, looking for something to take for your Sunday Easter dinner, you can always call the Groves Bakery. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road, and they're taking your special orders now for Sunday's Easter Sunday. So you can give them a call at 480-813-4610. So if you need pies or cheesecakes or any special goodies you're looking for Easter, Dennis can whip those up for you, no problem. Again, give him a call, 480-813-4610. We're going to go ahead and get started with some trivia, which is brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is...
And the trivia today is... What name is giving to a dish of ground chickpeas blended with lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil. And yes, these are the ones I gave yesterday because we could not take phone calls yesterday, but we can today. So phones are working. Give us a call and talk to us. What is a spork? What is a spork?
Call us at 480-668-3287.
Are you eating if you are served a fried corn tortilla topped with fried eggs and salsa? And true or false, live lobsters should be stored in cool standing fresh water before they are cooked. And what is the name of the machine that makes tubular pasta? And what U.S. city made the beignet? It's a beignet, right? Beignet, famous. Okay. I could say it perfectly yesterday, and today I can't.
That's okay.
All right. And let's see. What U.S. state planted the first avocado tree in the U.S. in 1830?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And who is credited with making the peanut butter and banana sandwich famous? All right.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Peanut butter, banana sandwich.
Who made it famous?
Who made it? Who done it?
Who done it? All right. We also have the Taste of Music, which is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for any of your special orders, 480-813-4610. No order is too small.
And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Gary, and play me that music.
I guess I'm just a lucky guy. Not prepared to tell you.
All right, and that was our Taste of the Music, and that was from the 70s, right?
Yeah. A little later, late 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s. Okay. All right. Well, right now,
okay.
It's Tip Tuesday.
It is. I already told everybody.
All right. So let's talk to Holly then, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys. How are you, Diane? How are you, Dennis?
I'm good.
I think we're doing better now. The phone lines are working.
Right?
What a crazy day, huh?
Yeah, it was.
But we keep
and we
piled through it.
We didn't even have a storm, so what's up with that?
I wished I could tell you.
You didn't have one there, but we had one on our roof.
It was called some painters.
Uh-oh.
Pretty much wiped out everybody in the complex.
You know, when they use that power wash.
It was a humankind storm.
Yeah, definitely. So they took out a bunch of computers in the whole place, other people's phones, and so.
Oh, boy.
It's always an event. Always so much fun.
See, when stuff like that happens, then you're supposed to get a credit on your phone.
You're cracking me up.
Well, it wasn't.
No, you laughing. You would be amazed at what I can get credit for.
No, I wouldn't. I would not be amazed at all. You're a very resourceful lady.
Yes, I am.
All right. So you
gotta follow my lead. Just follow my lead.
Okay. So you got a tip today?
Sure. If there are people out there that can't use a bunch of like toxins and chemicals and stuff to clean with, you get dish detergent and you get some Epsom salt and make it like a paste. And then you can use that to clean grout.
Oh.
And you'd be amazed. If you have the grout in your bathroom, if it's all
moldy,
and stuff like that, it actually whitens it. And just scrub it on there. And then wipe it off and boom.
So dish soap and Epsom salt, like half and half, just pasty or?
You just get a little whatever you're going to put, mix it in a bowl, and then just make it to where it's pasty.
Okay.
Use a toothbrush or whatever kind of brush you're going to use and brush it on there. And then after that, wipe it off and nice and clean.
Very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Get in there twice. I'd like to answer what a spork is.
Okay. What is a spork?
It is a spoon with teeth-like things on the end of it. They use them in the cafeteria at school.
Yep. So it's half spoon, half fork.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Very good. You are in there twice. Okay, Holly?
All right. You guys have a wonderful, terrific Tuesday.
All right, hon.
Thanks,
you
Holly.
Too. Have
All
a great
right,
day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's talk to Miss Sandy from Gilbert. Sandy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Not so windy today.
No, not too windy. Did you get my message I sent you yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Very good. That's good news. So.
Yeah. And I'm stressing, but I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll make it. You'll make it through it. And you'll just remember, you'll feel better afterwards, okay?
Yeah, that's the good part about it.
Right. So don't stress about it. It's what needs to happen, so. All right.
I had yesterday's Taste of Music, but Garion said he wasn't doing it till the second hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm being a little tricky. Sorry about that. I'll definitely get it on for you.
Well, you know what? You can always call back the second hour and say it if you know it. If nobody else
I know
okay?
it. Okay.
All right. So you got a tip for us today?
Let me see. Not really. I can't think of one. I was wasn't on the top of my brain this morning.
It wasn't?
No.
All right. Well, you want to answer a trivia and get into the...
Holly took my question, so... I guess give me another one. I knew that one that Holly had, so.
All right. Let's give you this one. I'll give you a true or false. Live lobsters should be stored in cool standing fresh water before they are cooked. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm not really quite sure, but I'm going to go with my instinct and say true. And I'm probably wrong.
You are, because if you put those lobsters that just came out of the ocean and you put them in cool, fresh, standing water before you cook them, they're going to die.
Die, yeah. They should have gone in the,
Yeah, you, so you should.
That's okay. That's okay. My brain's not 100% normal today.
Today?
Come on there. Come
All
on.
Right.
Give me a little bit of credit.
I give you a lot of credit. All right. Then we're going to get you into the drawings. And we're going to get you into the drawings, okay?
Yeah. You betcha.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Sandy. You have a great day, okay?
Talk to you soon.
I'll try.
All okay. right, hon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's talk to... Martha from Phoenix.
Perfect.
She's got a review, and we've got time to do that. So, hey, Martha.
Hi. How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I'm resting. I'm cleaning house, and I'm resting right now.
Oh, okay. Well.
I have a review. Have you ever heard of Birdies in Arcadia?
No, I haven't.
Everyone's got to go there.
Okay.
It's in Phoenix. It's 4041 East Thomas.
Okay.
And it's sort of a 50s nostalgic type place.
Really?
And they have a soda fountain in there, and they have a different kind of old wooden games on the tables. And we were there one night. The Neighborhood Association has a meeting every once in a while at a restaurant, and they had it there. And it was really nice. It's a small place, but there's seating outside, too, you know, if you get there before the summer comes.
Okay.
And they have old-fashioned, old-timey candies that you can get there that you can't, you know, you don't see anywhere else. And the night we were there, children of the families that were in the meeting, and they had hula hoops, and they let them get out there in the middle and play with the hula hoops. And then we were there on a Thursday night, and the next night was pajama party night, and they were having a big to-do. I don't think they do that every Friday. They have different things. And the ice creams have, like, they have Adam 12 shake and Marilyn Monroe shake. And
nice.
And they have some they're not old, they're not 50s clothes. So I don't know. I've got to go back. I was so busy eating and watching everyone, I didn't really look through the place.
Can you tell me how you spell the name of it? Because I'm not able to find it.
Yeah, Bertries.
Okay.
I was putting a D in it.
Oh,
like a birdie, not like a Bert E.
Yeah.
And I'm not in front of my computer right now, but I have been on their sites, and they have the menus and everything.
Right. The Adam 12 Shake, that's at 4041 East Thomas Road.
Yes.
Perfect.
And it is really nice.
So that's about 40th and Thomas?
Yes.
Okay.
40th Street and Thomas.
Boy, that used to be old, by the old Denim and Diamonds.
They're not too far from it, but it's on, it's a little east of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Very nice. It looks really cute.
It is. It is real cute. I was very, and what got me, of course, I'm not very observant. They said they'd been there a couple of years. I live almost around the corner from it, and I'd never noticed it. Now, I had seen an ad for it, but the ad in the paper has a woman, just a woman's head with a sort of a 50 hairdo, and I thought it was a beauty parlor.
Oh, nice.
So well, I never had gone to it, and it's in a strip mall, but it's kind of behind another building. It's not that hard to find, but I just hadn't noticed it.
Well, don't feel bad, because we've got people that live in our neighborhood here where the mm-hmm. our place is.
Yes.
And they've been driving by us for 4 years and didn't know we were here.
Yeah, well, I can see why, because it doesn't face the road.
Right. But they drive right by it and look at it every day. It's still,
oh.
I've lived in this neighborhood for 4 years and didn't know you guys were here. It's like, really?
You've got to do some other kind of advertising.
Yeah, we're going to have to put our bacon and eggs back out on the corner.
Yes.
We used to have the dancing bacon and eggs out there.
No,
every weekend.
I didn't know that. I didn't. Anytime I've been there, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's just on the weekends that we did that.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, yeah, we'd have two kids go out there in the bacon and eggs costume and with a big sign that said breakfast over here or lunch or,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Aw.
They had fun.
Good.
All right. Well, you want to try a trivia?
Well, I'll try, but I'll try.
Okay. What are you eating if you are served a fried corn tortilla topped with a fried egg and salsa?
A fried egg?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I wouldn't want a fried egg on my tortilla.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll try it again next time. You got a tip for us, though?
No, I forgot that it was Tip Tuesday. As I see, I've been watching, cleaning the house, and all I'm thinking about is I'm doing this and doing that, and I didn't think about any tips.
Well, that's okay, Martha, because you gave us a review, so that's going to get you into the drawings, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You have a great day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. We'll be right back. We'll have Brian from Bergie's Coffee Roast House with us.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family-owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. We are back. We are live. This is Culinary Confessions. Our phones work, and we're all here. And now we have Brian from Bergie's Coffee Roast House with us.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a good morning in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yes, it is.
It's so beautiful.
What's going on over at Bergie's?
Oh, we're rearranging our garden a little bit, getting set up for the summertime, because some of our plants don't like the as much sun. So we're starting to rotate things around, and we were moving things all morning and getting ready to try and save our garden so that it stays good for the summer. We also have misters, which we really love, but we found out that lots of our plants don't like them. So we're moving the ones that we know can make it through the summer. We're moving them further away from the misters, and it's all a learning process. You know, I thought misters would be a godsend until half of my plants didn't like them. I thought, oh, these plants are going to grow like mad. They love these things.
You have to have Florida plants
for them
to like it all the time. They are so fickle, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's with the heat and the moisture, lots of the plants didn't like that at all. So we lost some. Some just kind of stopped. They got lots of that mineral deposits on them, and they didn't like that. And if you put a water softener on it, then they're getting salt on them. They certainly don't like that. So we are just learning. It's a good learning
process. They like
mayonnaise.
They
yeah, do. You told me that.
They like mayonnaise and milk.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the garden looks great, so that's a lot of fun. We're over there roasting right now, and smells good down there. I was getting the smell of the barbecue and all different things. That's one thing about downtown there. Some mornings I'll smell the bacon from the farmhouse or somebody's the barbecue sauce when they're making that is a different smell than the barbecue, or we'll get them making their Italian sauce, the red sauce from oregano's, and I'll get a whiff of that. It's pretty. And then coffee roasting, man, it makes you hungry.
And some mornings you get the smell of the dairy farm over there, don't you?
We've had it. Yep. We've had it, and occasionally there was a skunk. We had a skunk a couple of years ago. We
could smell. That's probably not a good smell to have, though.
Well, you're near a canal. Those things happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, things are good over there. It's nice. I brought you guys some of our specials this month, this week. Garion is having, it's a leftover special from last week. It was real popular, and I think I brought it in 2 weeks ago. You like that?
Yeah, I think you found one of my vices. I love the Arnold Palmer, like, combination tea and lemonade. It's so good.
Yeah, and this tea is a real, it's called the Kingdom of Flowers or something like that. We get from our guy in Tucson. And it's almost like a potpourri. And so when we did it alone, it was too much. So we said, hey, let's brew it in a big batch, mix it with some different things, especially lemonade. And she puts a little cranberry in there, too. And now it's we like it. We will use that. We couldn't get rid of it before. It was just too much like you had a potpourri, you know, too flowery. And that blend is real nice and mellow. We like that a lot. Then you're drinking a peaches and cream Italian soda.
And I like it.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
It's good. That,
those go well together. And then the other one that Diana's drinking is Mona Lisa. We have a gal that comes in. Her name's Lisa all the time. And every morning she just says, make me something different. She sometimes she wants something, but lots of times be creative. So I threw together the other day. She's been coming in for years, so she's had a lot of different things. Okay,
it's hard to remember. Creative.
So I went and I said, all right, I'm going to try something a little different. We have a little bit of this marshmallow, roasted marshmallow flavor, and almond extract flavor, and I added those together just with coffee and a little bit of she likes almond milk, and she loved it. And so we've had a couple other people have it, and they just loved it. And so we call it Mona Lisa, named after Lisa. And it's a fun drink. It's a little on the sweet side. It certainly has strong almond flavor. And you were
it
saying
does. At first I thought I tasted black cherry.
Yeah, that you may add the combos of those things, and you can get those types of flavors out of stuff.
It was good.
The cherry
it's
may
very
come
good.
From the coffee.
It might, but I doubt it.
Thanks for playing. Yeah,
he's working. No, my coffee. We have had, there's a coffee we get from Mexico called Nayarit that has a very strong chocolate cherry notes to it. And you can pick that cherry out, definitely.
Well, see, I remembered that. That's why I said it.
Well, but this one wasn't it.
Again, thanks for playing.
Yeah, and Colette made those for you, like
Thank
usual.
Thank you, Colette.
Thanks, Colette.
And she enjoys doing that. She throws them all together and out the door I go. And so we enjoy doing
that.
She
knows I like the sweet coffee and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll keep doing it. Keep coming up with ideas. You haven't given me a thumbs down yet.
No, never.
Well, I hope you don't, because we've already tested them before they come to you.
Well, and, you know, the only one that was any question, and it wasn't because it was bad, it's just because what it did to me, was the one that had the kiwi in it.
Yeah, what was it, well, kiwi? What was it?
No, it was the kiwi.
Because now he's found out he had it again. He had something else again, one of those
It was
protein
something
drinks.
Like kiwi, though. We didn't have kiwi. What was it we put in there? And it affected you, like, you said you were allergic to kiwi, right?
Well, taro root is what I've been allergic to. But then this one, it was one of your summer kiwi ones.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Who knows? We do a lot of different things.
You change it up.
Yep.
But we have Benadryl on hand now, so we're good.
Yeah. How often do you have a reaction?
I've never had them I had the taro root about 6 years ago. About 6 years ago, I had the one major reaction to the taro root one. I mean, they had to give me like 3 shots to start getting things to mellow out. And then that happened again when we went to Hawaii, and I had one of those sweet rolls that they make out of the taro root.
Really?
So it's purple?
I didn't know that it had taro root in it until after I got about halfway through and started feeling that stuff. And then all of a sudden the guy announces what they put in it and everything. And it's, I like it, Diana. Diana looks at me, and I run for the EMT to get some Benadryl.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No. Just it was at the Hawaiian Culture Center. They had EMTs on.
Oh, really?
Hand, so they just gave me some Benadryl, and I was good. So
that's weird.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid. That's what it is.
Had you ever had taro root before?
Yes. I used it when I'd go to Hawaii a lot.
Okay,
I
would
so
it wasn't a problem before. Okay.
No.
We developed those things. Isn't that weird?
But come on,
and your body changes every 7 years, so something different can happen.
Yeah.
It changes more than that, but
I had that happen to me with cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe. I can't have it now. I'll go through the same thing you went through.
Yeah, see, and I love kiwi, and now that's the second time I've had a reaction to it, so I guess I can't eat it no more. Just as long as watermelon and pineapple don't end up in that category, I'll be fine. Watermelon and pineapple are my 2 favorite fruits.
Are they?
Yes.
More than any berries or anything, huh?
I think so. I mean, I love fresh blackberries, Oregon blackberries. Can't beat those. But yeah, those are probably my two favorites.
Well, boy, when you get it, when they're ripe and perfect, they are hard to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
they are.
Yeah.
So what's going on down there? You got something going on?
Well, we do. We have several things that we're going to be doing. This Friday night is trivia night, and that's always a fun one, and we get a pretty good crowd. You can come down, and you can meet some people, get a group of four. We don't allow more than four. You know, the more heads there, the more advantage you have over everybody else. But it's just fun. You come down. It's free. We'll have some coffee specials if you're into coffee or other types of things. And we do from 6:30 till about 8, we do a trivia night, and it's just a lot of fun. We're outside. We have music in between. There's a lot of cheering and rooting for each team, and you can bid on certain things. We do it so that, you know, you can do 1, 2, or 3 points per question, and we do it, I think, a total of about 18 questions, something like that, total for the night, but it's spread out over time, and there's a halftime one where you have a question and you win a prize closest to something, and then the last question you can bid a significantly amount more after you know what your score is and if you want to go try and win it. So it's fun. I'll be involved in it. My nephew's doing it this time. In the past, it's been my daughter and her boyfriend. They headed it up, and it was just a great time. My nephew's going to be doing it, but I think both my nephews and maybe myself helping out, and we'll have a good time Friday night. All right. Then Saturday night is going to be a great night. We have Robert Galvin coming in, and then he's bringing one of his good friends, Kiana Martinez, and she was like one of these on reality TV, one of these singing programs on TV for Arizona. She won the competition. She's got a great voice. They're going to sing separately, and then at the end of the evening, they've been working together, and they're going to do some together, and it should be a great night.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
He's one of our favorites. He just has that real soothing. He's a great guitar player, and you know him.
I do know him.
Yeah. So it will be a really fun night. I think it'll be pretty crowded, and but that's all right. That just makes for a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Night Under the Stars.
Very good.
So that's this
really
week.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's this week. And then the following week, we have our Brewing Basics. And I'll be doing Friday night. And this is one you pay $15. We only have allowed to be 14 people. And we'll have desserts along with it. And we do a dessert. And you taste the same type of coffee brewed 4 or 5 different ways, depending on how I've got it going. You'll see the difference in what the brewing does to the flavor of the coffee itself, and how it can be very different just in the brewing. It can be different in how you roast it. It can be different in so many different things. And this is a fun one. It's kind of a basic class. You'll get an education on the roasting. You'll get an education on the beans, and it's fun. Linda decorates it up with flowers, and everybody gets to know each other. You get a half a pound that you take home with you at the end of the night, and it's fun. We enjoy that one. Then we'll have music again Saturday night. And then the first Saturday in May, Bruce's, we're doing our first ever. It's going to kind of be a roasting class, home roasting class. And we've talked about that. We'll even provide them with the hot air popcorn popper with several pounds of green beans. They'll do it right there, hands-on. Everybody will be working on their roast, learning about the cracks, having coffee while they're doing it, probably have a sweet or a treat while they're doing it, and just sit in the back patio where Bruce has the roaster, and just four, I think with maximum of 10, probably 6 to 8 people, that's the max we'll do. 10 is the max we will do. That's going to be $60 a person, because you take the popcorn popper home with you, so you can start doing your roasting at home from that point on.
And that's going to be on Saturday?
That's Saturday, and I think it's 3 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to be $60, and you need to call in advance. We've already got some people signed up for that, and it'll be fun. If you've ever been interested in doing it yourself at home, this is the time to do it. And it's fun. You can buy green beans from us, and there's other people in the valley that will sell them to you, but you can also go online, and there's one place called Sweet Maria's that just has a huge variety of beans that you can just buy a pound of, and you can buy, you know, 4 different pounds from all over the world. Try all of those. Play with your roast. It you'll get some great coffee, and you'll really love it. Yeah, that's how we started, and you'll probably won't last long with the hot air popcorn popper. You'll probably move up to another type of machine, a home roasting machine, because you'll have so much fun.
All right. Very good. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back with Brian from Burgies.
I got to go with the
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. You got a question about coffee? Call us now and talk to Brian. He will be glad to answer your questions. And is there anything new on the coffee horizon going on?
On the coffee horizon, anything new?
Yeah, you know, anything that they're coming up with, different things, or that you're coming up with?
Well, there's you know, like any industry, they have lots of trade shows. And we were, Linda and I were planning on going to one. It's in Seattle this year. And you could do a side trip and go to Swiss Water, the plant where they make the decaf up in Scurry, British Columbia, and they put on a spread for you. It was a kind of for people who use it. It was for them. So we got invited to do that. And we were going to do it, but it's too busy right now for us to get away from here. I mean, our weekends, and that's, you know, they do it on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, are really busy, and so we're going to have to try and do that at another time. But in the middle of the summer, there's one just for roasters that they're doing. I think it's like right down by, it's on the Columbia River in the gorge there, just a little town. I can't remember the name, but it's near the Dells or Hood River. Mm-hmm. And Bruce is going to go to that. That's the first week in August. And a bunch of just guys that roast coffee get together and brainstorm and say what they're doing as a new concept and what. Then Bruce can try those things out. He'll talk with them about what they are learning, what he's learned in his process, and they'll sit over and have a beer and yak. So it's several days of these guys. And they have roasters. The roasting companies are there, so you get to see the new roasters that are out. And it's just for those guys that love that sort of thing.
So, and that would be your brother.
Yeah. We have my nephew's getting married the week before, so he was like, geez, how am I going to do that? Well, we should be able to work it out. It's summertime first. You know how our summers are. They slow down a little bit, and we should be able to cover it so he can get up there and check it out. Because those are the type of things, as you grow in a company, you need to be getting further education, as you know. Never stops.
Continue education.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of something here. I typed in the word coffee. It pulled up 7 coffee shops. And Burgies Coffee Roast House is the top coffee shop with 4.7 stars out of 5 stars.
Very good, huh?
Yeah. And no one else comes close. So.
Well, I'm glad to see that. We work hard at that. I have somebody that helps with our social media, but also, you know, and you're in this business, that there's some people you that are going to
Well, this is from
nail
Google.
You.
This
right.
is from Google. This isn't Yelp or the paid for ones where if you don't pay, then they give you bad reviews. And Google, I think, is just how many times people go there and then they, I'm not sure. But I thought that was more of a truer.
Yeah, I think our Yelp one is about the same. But we get, just like anybody else, I have competitors that will write bad things about us.
Exactly.
We get
that all the time.
Yeah, it's part. And I think the general public understands that if you have, for the most part, good reviews, there's going to be those, you have all fours and fives and a one. Really?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe something did go wrong that happened, but if it wasn't a great experience, it usually isn't a one. I mean, it's, you know, and so most of ours are fives. People love it, and occasionally if I see that there was something that I felt was legitimate, I'll call the person and offer to do something right again.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. We want to please our customer, but
Absolutely.
There's some we'll get somebody say something nasty about somebody, and it's like, what, you know. That's not appropriate.
Yeah,
kind of like the Cajun wings this weekend.
we've got a lot that a lot of fours and fives. In fact, the majority. But then we have the ones that you can tell they're your competitors or ex-employees.
Yeah,
that are just pissed off because they got fired.
Yeah,
just by the things they write in it.
Yeah, exactly. You can know what they're involved with. And then the other thing that I oftentimes will do is then check that person's. Other
reviews.
And it
reviews.
Was their only review.
Well,
only one, you know that. And if it's, you read all of them and they just rip everybody.
Yep,
they just,
we read one of those just the other day.
And you're like, okay.
Every
nobody's
single
good
she
enough
went,
for you.
It was a negative review.
We looked at this one that had given us a negative review. And so we pulled up her profile and she had like 40 some odd different reviews. 44, in fact, I think it was 45 reviews. 44 of them were all single stars. There was one.
They were all negative.
That was a positive one. It was a 4-star because they gave her a $100 gift certificate when she left.
Yeah. See,
because she complained.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the general public understands that, most of them.
Yeah.
And,
it's pretty crazy.
We get a lot of people that come in based off of their search on the internet, and they come in because it sounds good, and most of the stuff is just makes them happy and they want to see it, and so that's a good thing for us. We like it that way.
Yeah.
Well, you always do a wonderful job. Everyone there at your shop does. I mean, always fun to be around, and everyone, has such a good attitude. It sure is nice just to walk in there.
Yeah, we like to greet everybody. I'm sure occasionally somebody gets left out, and in fact, one time somebody did, and it was somebody I knew, and they brought it to my attention, and we took care of it. I mean, those are the type of things we want to greet them, thank them, send them on their way. It's a cup of coffee. It should be making your day a little better.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
All right.
We have our farmers market again this week, so that's continuing. I think they're going to shift to the new schedule in May.
Starting at 7 instead of at 8?
Yes, 7 to 11. I believe that's what's coming down the pipe.
Well, I think we are going to try to actually get in it for the summer.
Okay. Tough time to start, but that's a good one.
We always like a challenge, right?
Yeah, well, it is good, But they've got room for you now? Well, in the summer, some people, that's a good time because some people step back.
They step back, we'll step in, and then we'll just stay.
Have you talked with them?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, they're good folks. You'll want to talk with Dan and Jessa, and some people do step out for the summer, and I understand why. It does slow down. For us, it's still very good. It's worthwhile for us, and for most of the vendors, it is.
Right.
And you probably would be able to find yourself a spot, but I think there is quite a few people who want that, so you should get your name in there.
Yeah.
Call them up.
Yeah, we'll get the number from you and call them up. So,
yep, they're good folks. You'll like them.
All right. Well, I know you got to run. You've got to be out of here in a minute. I know you said that.
Yeah.
So, just give down what you want people to know real quick, and then we'll talk to Margaret.
Well, we're located at 309 North Gilbert Road in historic downtown Gilbert. It's Bergie's. We have a beautiful garden. Swing out and just sit out there and watch the birds. They're beautiful this time of year, and the flowers are really beautiful. The Palo Verde are blooming and showering yellow flowers all over you, so it's kind of neat but messy. And come
messy.
On by and check us out and have a nice cup of fresh roasted coffee.
All right.
Love to see you.
Well, very good, Brian. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And I know you got to run, but...
Don't forget, they're having their trivia night at 6:30 this Friday. That's the 18th.
Right.
And then they'll have their live music at 6 p.m. on the 19th with Robert Galvin.
Yep, it should be a lot of fun. Check us out on Facebook. We love to correspond with people, and we are always throwing interesting little comments on there or funny little pictures, and check it out. Become one of our friends.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thanks for the drinks. Thanks, Colette. And
we always appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a great day, and make it to your meeting on time.
Yeah. Well, I got to get some yard trees trimmed.
Yeah, you better go trim your trees.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Margaret, how are you today?
Well, I'm busy, but good morning. I took time to sit down.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, getting ready for Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. So there's a lot of furniture polishing going on.
What is Holy Saturday?
The day before Easter is called Holy Saturday. And a lot of the older people that are coming into the church get baptized and receive their first communion at a mass on Holy Saturday evening. And people of Eastern European ethnicity take their baskets of food to church on Saturday morning and get it blessed. So they're eating blessed food on Easter Sunday after they go to church.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
So we do all of that, and we follow mostly Jerry's father's side with the Polish traditions, and then I sneak a few of my mother's Croatian traditions in there. But we have a family that's kind of adopted us, and they're... parents are here right now from Florida because there was a wedding last week, and they are originally from Cuba. And then the wife is the daughter of a friend of ours, and she wanted her kids to be involved in learning the traditions that the Polish people do. And I couldn't invite them to our cousins on Sunday because there's 9 of them, and it's not my house.
Yeah.
So they're coming over here on Saturday for dinner.
Oh, very good.
So I have to have everything done by Saturday morning.
Well, you better get on it.
Well, I am. The ironing board is up. The furniture polish is out. And my menu is planned.
All right. Now you just got to go get all the stuff and then start cooking.
Well, I have most of it, so I'm lucky there. Jerry's picking up wine today. And I'm wondering if Vince heard me when I told about where he could get the Taroni candy. So.
Yes, he did.
Good.
He did hear.
That's good. I'm putting that in with my Easter candy that I put out around on the tables.
Okay.
And I just hope that everybody listening has a wonderful Easter. And you were talking yesterday about special Easters. When we were in Germany, we were very lonely for family. And our kids... on this one Easter were ages 1, 2, and 3. And the family Easter bunny was kind of poor, and the Easter baskets were kind of lame. And there was a knock on the door on Easter morning, and we opened the door, and there was 3 humongous Easter baskets sitting on the mat by the door. And the people across the hallway from us didn't have any children. They were married 16 years, and they just loved our kids. And I could see that their door was open about an inch so they could peek to see the looks on my kids' faces.
That is awesome.
And that man, his daughter called me last week. He just died at the age of 86. They lived in Vegas. But every Easter, we think of when him and his wife did that. So
That was nice. Cool.
Yeah, and of course, the other memories are all getting all dressed up when we used to wear Easter bonnets and everything.
Yeah.
Now the little kids still come pretty much dressed up, but the parents don't.
All right.
So happy Easter. I don't know if I'm going to have time to call the rest of the week, but I hope that Brian is putting, this is kind of my Tuesday hint, I guess. I hope he's putting his coffee grounds around some of his plants.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing. And this year, our garden, I've even had to pull up a few things because it's too crowded.
Yeah.
So anyway, have a good day the rest of the day.
All right, Margaret. You too, okay?
Thanks,
all right, thanks.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll talk with Patty.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. Right now we're going to talk to Patty. She's been waiting for a little bit. Patty, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
That's good. I wanted to let everybody know. I sent you guys an email. I sent it, but I can never pronounce the name. It's a friend of mine. They're doing their 68th anniversary.
Okay.
And it's a family-owned restaurant. I can never pronounce their name right. L-A-P-E-R-L-A-apostrophe-S. La Parra.
La Perro.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. And where are they at?
They are at 5912 West Glendale Ave. And they're having their 68th anniversary tomorrow, and all their prices, except their sodas, but all their prices on the menu are going to be from 1946.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
And it's open general public. From 2 to 4, and special friends, it says that we have a card from 5 to whenever.
Okay.
But it's going to be, knowing it, they're going to have it's always packed and everything.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm seeing it on here. That's at 5912 West Glendale Avenue, and it is their 68th anniversary. So on Wednesday, they're going to be doing... featuring the menu and prices of 1946.
Cool. All right. Well, very good. Thanks for sharing that.
Yep, they're going to have live music and everything.
All right. So is that your tip for us today? Go check that out?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, we will. And
how is everything going? Yeah, it'd be cool. It's it's something, I mean, everybody will probably, I don't know what the prices are from 1946. I wasn't even.
All right. Well, they're low. Really low.
A lot lower than they are now.
All right, Patty, we're going to stick you into the drawings, okay?
Well, thank you, and you all have a great day.
All right, you too, honey.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Patty.
To you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, you need to send out a shout-out to Joey again, because in case didn't hear you.
Oh, let me get it here. Hold on. Let's see, I went to the
Joey
wrong place.
And the crew.
We do.
He's got the whole place over there where he works listening to us now. And it is at...
Hold on. You cut me off guard. Why do you do that?
Because I do that. That's what I do.
I know you do that. I don't understand that sometimes.
Well, you know, it's just the way I am.
Now you really messed me up.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Sorry.
So, anyway, shout out to Joey and the crew over at his job here in
Hi, Gilbert. Joey.
Hey, Joey. What's going on, buddy? And
you
anyway.
You know you could call in. You could call in and say hi.
All right. So, let's talk to Marianne from Fountain Hills. Marianne, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
We're doing well.
Well, and you're sure hard to get a hold of. Last Friday, Monday.
You know what? That was 2 days from hell, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not much we can do.
But I wanted to give a restaurant review.
Great.
I know once in a while you always ask the question about where is the best hamburger that you could go and find and eat.
Yep.
Well, I think the number one thing about a good hamburger is the meat. It's got to be the meat.
It does. I agree.
And then fresh ingredients. You know, like if you want mushrooms, they got to be fresh. You got onions on there. They can't be, you know, left over from the day before.
Right.
And a good bun. I mean, after all, that is kind of part of it. But, you know, the meat to me is the number one ingredient.
Yep.
And I don't care. I will drive miles to find that good hamburger. And I think the best one is at the Grove.
Well, thank you.
You do put together one great hamburger.
Well, thank you.
And what kind did you get? What's your favorite?
Well, I love the mushroom
hamburger Swiss.
Because I like fresh mushrooms. And I just can't remember when you can go to a restaurant and they'll put on fresh, nice mushrooms on your hamburger.
Well, we slice them every day. So.
Yeah, with good cheese. And, of course, your fresh French fries, and I love the sweet potato fries. They are fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I would drive miles just for that good hamburger.
All right.
And you have.
And you have.
And I know what. And you were talking to the coffee man.
Uh-huh, Brian.
But I didn't get in the whole conversation, but it was either... It must have been Monday morning, or maybe it was Friday morning, where there's a new study. They said that if women drink coffee, they are better sexual partners.
Oh, really?
That's true.
I better drink me some more coffee.
I was on TV, and this gal's eyes were just rolling.
So are you drinking...
Where do they come up with these surveys?
I don't know. I wonder how many women ran out and grabbed a cup of coffee real fast. You know?
I just wonder.
That's pretty funny. I'll have to ask him if he knows about that.
Yeah, it was on one of the radio stations. I didn't, you know, write it down, but of course, you know, I'm sure like any of these new studies, you wonder who does them and where they can. And then you thought, oh, like you said, the women are going to run out and buy coffee and blah, blah, blah. So it's either one thing or the other. Drink red wine, drink white wine, do this, do that.
And then, you know, what's really funny is then they tell you to do all those things. They say, oh, we made a mistake. That really isn't true.
Yeah. Right. Or the ones that they tell you that this is all bad for you. This stuff's bad for you. And then years later they find out,
oh, it's good for you.
That actually was good for you because it stopped this from happening.
No kidding. It's we either do one thing or the other.
Yeah, that is true.
And then as far as the tip, my one favorite tip to do is to enjoy your food, to eat slow, not to sit there in front of a magazine or TV, and to enjoy it and enjoy the food you're eating.
I think you're right. I agree with you.
And that makes a big difference.
Yes.
Because how do you enjoy it if you just shovel it down so fast that, you know, and I know people that, I mean, we'll sit down, you can sit down to a dinner and everybody else has still got over half a plate full and this person's licking their plate, you know?
Right, right.
It's like, did you even taste that?
They had to inhale it.
Yes. So, very good tip. Slow down,
okay.
Enjoy.
All right.
All right.
Put me in a couple of those stew pots.
I will do that. You want to try to get in again? And actually, you're eligible. You want to try a trivia?
Well, I didn't hear any of them.
Well, I'll give you a somewhat easy one.
Oh, good. You're so sweet.
All right. What are you eating if you are served a fried corn tortilla topped with a fried egg and salsa?
Fried egg and salsa?
Yep.
I don't ever eat that. But okay. Let's see. I hate it. Well, I would just think it's like what I make if I do it. It's just a burrito or whatever.
No, that wasn't the one that I was looking for.
I think it starts with R. Doesn't it have an R in it?
No. Well, the last word does.
Well, see.
All right. I thought you would know that one.
No, I'm not into a lot. You know, I will eat that, but I couldn't tell you what I call it.
Okay.
I put salt on everything now.
All right.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Happy Easter.
All right. You too. Have a great day, Marianne.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We will be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana, the longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
1440 KAZG.
Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections. We're the food connection. Culinary Confessions. We love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating.
Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Tip Tuesday. All right. So, give us a call with your tips today. Call and answer some of the trivia. Give us a restaurant review, which we've had a couple already. And, yeah, just join in the talk. You got questions about food, recipes, how to do something, just ask us, and we will help you out with that, okay?
That's right. And you want to start out with some trivia before we go to our callers?
Let's do the trivia. And
let's get done with our business real quick. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is...
Trivia today is, what is the name given to the dish of ground chickpeas blended with lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil? And what are you eating if you are served a fried corn tortilla topped with a fried egg and salsa? And what is the name of the machine that makes tubular pasta? And what U.S. city made the beignet famous? And what U.S. state planted the first avocado tree in the 1800s? And who is credited with making the peanut butter and banana sandwich famous? And to bard a piece of meat means to do what to it? All right. And then what is the name of the cocktail made with rum, mint, lime, and sugar? Rum, mint, lime, and sugar. All right. And that's what I have for trivia.
All right. So give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions or call and give us a tip for Tuesday, or you can answer the Taste of Music, which is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert. Give them a call for all your baking needs or for your special orders for this weekend for Easter. Give them a call, 480-813-4610. You can order your pies, cakes, or any desserts that you need. Again, that number is 480-813-4610.
And A Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, please play me some of that music.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and it's silly as it may seem. The loving that you're giving is what keeps me living.
All right, that was Our Taste of Music. And now... there is no survey question because it is Tip Tuesday. So right now we're going to jump over and talk to Enrique from Glendale. Enrique, how are you?
Real good. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Good. I wanted to answer one of your survey questions.
All right.
Okay. The one that's the corn tortilla with a fried egg and salsa over the top of it.
Yes, sir. And what would that be?
Where would...
Huevos Rancheros. You are exactly right.
I'm surprised nobody got that, because that's like a traditional Mexican breakfast here in Arizona.
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be easier, but I guess, you know, some people...
not so much.
Not so much know what it is.
You just never know what's going to be an easy or hard one, do you?
Well, I know. I was listening to you, and then I stopped at a... shopping came out and nobody had answered it yet. And I said, well, I got a call. I can win that.
All right.
That's too funny.
Very good. Well, you know what? I'm going to send you over to Millie's for that, okay?
Oh, that sounds good.
So you're going to go see Millie's Cafe, traditional Puerto Rican cuisine. They're at 1616 East Main Street, Suite 104 in Mesa. And they got some great stuff over there, I really got to tell you. She does an amazing job. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, you go and you check her out and you do that. But okay. You got a tip for us?
Not really. Not really. I'm just not shopping. I'm just on the run. But no, I don't have anything today. I didn't even think about it, when I called. I was out on the road, and I just thought, well, I know the answer to that question, so I called. But that, I didn't even think about anything.
Okay, well, that's cool. You still won, and you're still in the drawings, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Enrique, you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Janet from Mesa. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi there. What's going on today?
Well, I was so disappointed yesterday because I had questions for the dairy ladies, and I knew the song of the day.
Well, you know what? The song of the day just played again, so.
I know it.
You do?
I think I know it.
All right. Tell me what you think you can know.
It's Yummy, Yummy, Yummy by the Ohio Express.
Yummy, Yummy, Yummy by the Ohio Express. Is that right, Garion? Yes, it is. All right.
Okay, good for me.
Good job.
I very rarely get those songs of the day, Krista.
That's
usually
right.
For younger people than me.
We played some that were before your time.
I know you did, and I get those.
All right, well, you will automatically get a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery, okay?
That's wonderful. I love the Groves Bakery.
So you'll be going over there and checking out what they got, all right?
Okay.
And you got a tip for us today?
Well, I saw something very strange on the internet this morning, and they give you a recipe for baking your own cornflakes.
Baking your own cornflakes?
Yes. I mean, cornflakes are like 99 cents a box. Why are you going to bake your own?
Exactly. I don't know, but some people want to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's so they know what's in it.
Right.
No preservatives that way.
Right. But if this, well, and as it is, I think it only makes 2 cups, so you're going to go through all this work to make 2 cups of cornflakes?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
All right. Well, very good, Janet. Anything else going on?
Yes, I need a suggestion for a knock their socks off salad with low calorie, low carb, to go with salmon.
Oh, you know what? Low calorie. Well, how about a nice strawberry spinach salad?
I can't eat spinach.
Okay. Well, how about just like mixed greens?
I want something that's going to impress the people. Anybody could mix greens.
And so you want a special salad?
A special salad.
Okay, this is what I do, and you want something that's completely different. I make, I take my green peppers and my red peppers and some onions, and you can add any vegetable you like to it. But that makes it very colorful. I take those and maybe even mushrooms, if you can have mushrooms, saute those in an olive oil and get them.
You saute the peppers too?
Yes, mushrooms, onions, and I like to use all 3 colors of the peppers to make it very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to saute them just to where they're not mushy. You want them al dente almost.
Yes.
So you can still get that juicy flavor out of them. And then make some pasta. And depending on how you cut your vegetables, if you cut it in little squares, then I like to use maybe a bow tie pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then cook that up, and then you want to let that cool, let both products cool. And then you're going to mix them together with some olive oil, and it makes a very fresh, crisp salad. And that way it's not your typical green salad,
mm-hmm.
but it's got all the vibrant, spring colors in it to make it very nice, and it's a very clean taste.
Yes.
And that's always a good thing that you can do. It's simple, to make, and it looks gorgeous.
And I could use the low-carb pasta.
Absolutely. And if you like to put meat in it, because I like meat,
mm-hmm.
so I cut up some pepperoni and some salami. So if I've done all my vegetables in cubes, then I'll put my pepperoni and salami in like little longer, shapes. So mm-hmm. it looks a little bit different to add some dimension to to it, so your presentation is beautiful.
How about adding some asparagus to that?
You could add asparagus to it, absolutely. I never have because I'm not a big asparagus eater.
Mm-hmm.
So you could try that, and that adds, you know, a little more green to it. Instead of using a green pepper, you could do that.
And would you cook the asparagus or put it raw?
I don't know. I don't eat asparagus. So what would you do with that?
Well, the thing is, if you're going to cook it, you got to cook it al dente.
Just like you would with the peppers and stuff.
Yeah, because asparagus you can very easily overcook.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want it mushy.
Right.
Yeah. So I would be more on the side of maybe fire roasting it. Like take it and just, do you have a gas oven or an electric oven?
Electric.
Oh,
yes, stove. In my neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Then I would just, you could always just stick it in the oven for about 5 minutes or so and then pull it out and then chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it that way.
Okay. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you like it. And you can just drizzle some balsamic vinaigrette over the top of it right before you serve it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives it that punch because you've already used the olive oil in there. You can put a little olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette and it's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
happy
right.
Easter.
Happy
Thank
Easter.
You. Happy Easter to you, hon.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Tina from Hesperia, California. Hey, Tina.
Hey, Dennis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. What's going on?
Not much. I was just looking at this website, and I was looking at, like, some stuff about health, you know, to help with your health.
Right.
Because I've been having some health issues. So I'm looking at some stuff, and I came across something very funny. And I had to share it because Nancy's favorite thing in the world is ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay. Her favorite thing in the world, not me. No, don't put that on anything. It's a sin. To put ketchup on things.
But she puts it on everything, though.
Yeah. That's her thing. So the funniest thing I saw is that they used to use, ketchup was designed, it was made as a medicine.
Yep.
Not as a food.
Yeah, that was its first product. It was first brought out, I think, what was it, in the early 1900s, as a medicine.
And I just thought that was the strangest thing. I was like, maybe she's on to something. No, I don't think so. I'm still not going to eat the ketchup. Still not going to do it.
You're not going to even give her credit for it? Come on.
I'll try. I'll give her some, a little maybe, but ketchup's just wrong. I don't know.
There's a lot of sugar in that. I'm wondering if the original ketchup had as much sugar as we put in it today, because it didn't have, you know, the sugar and maybe all the preservatives that it does today.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it was a different recipe, because that sugar's got to be bad for me. Like, I'm diabetic, so I have
right.
to watch every amount of sugar I eat.
Because originally it did have, you know, vinegar, tomatoes, and some spices in it. And it says, pickled fish and spices, you know, all kinds of different things that were in there. I'm trying to find out what year it was that they thought it was. It was... I think it was in the 1800s.
Yeah, it was just like a lot of things that they did,
you go. Yeah. Food and Drug Administration in the 1906, its response was it was pursued as an alternate recipe, and then they eliminated the need for preservative in that time, but they've put it back in. You know, pickled it. But,
okay.
Yeah, it was, yeah, very strange, huh? I can't find the date.
Yeah, but it was just like the peddlers that were in their little wagons that would go to the little towns and peddle their little, which was actually whiskey and stuff, and called it
municipal. All their stuff and called it, yeah.
The miracle. The miracle.
Yeah, whiskey was definitely the miracle drug, huh?
Yeah. But,
still is. No, I'm kidding.
And they did that with the, along with that also, you know, with the ketchup. It was peddled as that and pushed as a medicine.
Peddled as medication. That's funny.
It definitely was.
Yep. So.
Wow, that's funny. So here's your tip for Tuesday. Apples, not caffeine, are more efficient for waking you up in the morning.
I believe that.
so that if, you know, for the lovely coffee house. Sorry, guys, didn't mean to ditch that one.
You can still have your coffee.
Put some apples at that coffee house.
He does have those there.
Yeah, see, gotta have that.
He does have fresh fruit there.
Right.
And the other thing is, too, is that, you know, when you have a disaster preparedness kit, when you're supposed to have water and you're supposed to have all that stuff where, you know, to keep you, to be able to eat and drink if you're, like, in an earthquake or tornado or something of that nature where you don't have food or water, one of the staples I found is the best thing to have is honey because it doesn't expire.
Right.
So as long as you're trapped or wherever you are, you can eat that and keep your blood sugar stable. And that's important for me.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Get us a call. Join with us today and help us help you with your culinary sins. If you've got one and you want to confess it, call us up and we'll help you work through it. Right now, we're going to talk to Jolene from Tempe. Hey, Jolene.
Hey, Dennis and Diana.
How are you, my dear?
I'm great. How are you, too?
We're better today.
No. Friday, like you said, was right, and Monday.
They were days from hell, I tell you.
But yeah. We survived them. We're survivors. That's what we're going to say. We're survivors. That's it.
Yes.
You know, at least we got the last half hour live from the show over there. And
hopefully everyone got to hear that we, you know, how we were going frantically. You know, up and down the aisles, because we wanted to make sure that we got a hold of all these vendors so you could know who you would see if you made it to the home show.
Okay.
And then yesterday, there was problems with the phone. They had these painters over here that were doing work, and I guess they screwed up a bunch of the phone lines throughout the whole place. So.
Well, yesterday I really didn't even get to turn the radio on, but I heard through the grapevine that you weren't on.
Well, we were on. We just couldn't take phone calls.
Yeah, that's what it meant.
Yeah.
Nobody could call in.
Right, because we had people calling in, and we could hear them, but they couldn't hear us. And so it ended up being problems with the phone lines from what the painters did. So
yeah, so I've been trying to call you for a few days. So yesterday I go, well, I couldn't have called anyway, so it's not so bad.
Yeah. But you're on today.
So. Yeah, I'm on today, and I want to answer about who made the peanut butter banana sandwich famous.
All right, who is credited with making the peanut butter and banana sandwich famous?
Well, the only person I can think of is Elvis Presley.
And you are absolutely right.
But to me, it was famous before he made it famous. Because I'm a Southern girl, and I took those to school in my lunchbox.
Yeah.
I love them.
All right.
And I heard that he liked his fried. Now, I don't think I could eat one fried.
Well, you know, I thought the same thing. We had a wine tasting. It's been over a year ago, maybe 2 years now. We had a wine tasting presenting Elvis Presley's private reserves of his wines. And we had Dennis went through and did some research and came up with the food to do the food pairing with these different wines. And it come to find out I made
the peanut butter and banana deep fried sandwich.
Oh, okay.
And it was amazing. I understood why he ate it all the time because I was thinking, oh, that sounds so disgusting. Why would someone do that? But he did that, and he also did a meatloaf. He loved meatloaf.
Meatloaf and mashed potatoes was one of his favorite meals too.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I took a tomato and hollowed it out and stuffed it with meatloaf and topped it with mashed potatoes and baked it, and they loved it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, so Yeah, just when we did that, it was a lot of fun. We had Elvis Presley impersonator here, and we were all dressed up in Elvis stuff, and we had a really good time with that one. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, sorry, I missed that because I'd love to go see the Elvis Presley impersonators.
Yeah, it was actually 3 years ago, come to think of it.
Yeah.
We did it because it was one of our first ones, so. But who knows? You never know. We might find another thing of Elvis Presley wine and have to do another one.
Okay, I hope so. And I really appreciated the tip from Tina because me and my friend Barbara both decided we would not drink coffee anymore with caffeine or Cokes or anything with caffeine. And she was telling me she can hardly stay awake during the daytime. So now I will tell her to eat an apple with her breakfast.
That's right. An apple a day.
And you know, we love those food tips.
Yep. Those are great ones, aren't they?
They are.
So, all right. Well, very good. Well, I'm going to send you out a gift certificate and put you into the drawings, okay?
Okay, and I wanted to tell you when John from Tempe called in and talked about the fish fry at his Catholic church, Mount Carmel.
Uh-huh.
It's close to my house, so me and a friend went. And he was there, but we got there before him. And I said to the lady, where you pay? I said, is John here? She goes, no. And but I saw him when he came in, and she came over to me, and she says to him, there's some lady looking for you. And he says, oh, it's got to be bad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, John.
Yeah, but then he thanked me for coming down, and they have the best fish tacos. It's all you can eat. You can eat fish and tacos. But if anybody lives close by and wants to try it, their fish tacos are really good.
Well, very good. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time you go in and you're looking for somebody, just tell him, tell the guy the test was positive.
Okay.
And see the reaction on the guy's face. Okay.
Oh, well, it was a young girl that would really get her attention, wouldn't it? And then she was so happy that I heard about it on the radio. So she says, what radio station was that? So I gave her your business card, and she's going around telling her friends, these two ladies heard about us on the radio.
All right. Well, very good.
Okay.
All right, Jolene. Well, you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll be talking with Manny from Gilbert.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
Four eight zero six six eight three two eight seven. give us a call. Right now we're going to talk to Manny from Gilbert. Manny, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing better.
It's Tip Tuesday. We're doing much better. And yeah, the phones are working.
And it's tax day.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way to deflate the balloon. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Manny.
Well, some people are getting money back. They can be happy.
Yeah, some people actually do that. Yeah, they get money back.
And some people just file extensions.
But it's funny how you get happy when somebody gives you your own money back that you've loaned to them interest-free for a year.
So true.
You know, I'm sorry. I can't be happy about that. That's my money. You're not giving me a thing.
Well, how do you think I used to feel when they tell me, hey, we need more?
Right.
It's like, what do you mean? I've given you all this money.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But anyhow, got a restaurant review.
Great.
Yesterday we went to Pacino's.
Yeah?
Yeah. We saw Frankie and said hello to him. And I had their spaghetti and meatballs because I'd never had that there. I had their meatball sliders. And I figured if the meatball sliders are so good, it's got to be really good in the spaghetti. And it was.
Very good. All right. And would anybody else have anything, or was it just you?
Oh, yeah. No, my foster child had a sausage sub.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And hopefully.
And then she had a sweet tooth, so we had to stop at Pyfections on the way back so she could get a slice.
And what kind of slice did you have there?
Oh, I forget what kind she had. Something with coconut, toasted coconut on it.
Did you have anything?
No. No? I'm not really a sweets guy.
Okay.
My only thing there would be a blueberry pie, because I'm a sucker for blueberry pie, and they don't sell that by the slice. So.
Well, you know what? I know a place where you can get that by the slice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where would that be?
I don't know.
Just happen to know of this little bakery.
I seem to remember a couple of very interesting pies being built in my presence the other night.
You know what? And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I made that grape pie.
How did that come out?
That actually came out.
It came out really good. And we had one of our friends who's from New York who loves Concord pies. Did she say her mother used to make them?
Yeah.
And so she tasted them, the ingredients prior to him putting it in the pie and making the pie. And she gave him a little, you know, pointers that a regular grape pie and a Concord pie, what the difference was. And I think he was able to hit it on the nail.
Yep.
Right?
Because I couldn't actually get the Concord grapes. I got the closest thing to it, and they came from out of country to get them. And so a Concord grape is just a little bit tarter.
Yeah.
So I just added what I needed to make it a little bit tarter, and it came out. She said it tasted great. She said she would order them all the time. So.
Yeah, the Concord grape season is pretty short.
Yeah, it's just in the fall that they get harvested.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because as a kid growing up in the New Bedford area, where there's 90% of the population was from Portugal, everybody had a grape arbor in their backyard, and everybody grew Concord grapes, and everybody made wine.
Yep.
So, matter of fact, my brother-in-law used to work for a produce company, and in the fall, in grape season, they used to get box cars of grapes in, and he and the other truck drivers would work like 18-hour days just delivering grapes to houses, you know, by the truckload, so that they could make their wine for the year.
Now, that was during Prohibition, right?
Oh, no. No, this goes on to this day.
I'm joking with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't quite remember Prohibition.
Yeah, I know.
But I knew lots of stories of it because my grandfather was a fisherman.
Yeah.
And during Prohibition, they used to take their fishing boats out to sea and meet the French freighters and load up with booze. And then they'd cover the booze with plywood and fish for one day and put a layer of fish over the booze and then come into port and unload the fish and then also unload the whiskey.
Yep.
So he used to work for a guy who's had a few sons who became famous politically that lived in Hyannis there. But,
wouldn't have been the Kennedys or anything.
I think it might have been someone very similar to those, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, old man Joe was quite the guy.
Yep. Yep.
Of course, having my grandfather run a whiskey running thing was like hiring a fox to guard your chicken coop. You know. I think some of the cases may have been damaged in transit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Accidentally, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah, because he enjoyed his, from what I understand, because, you know, it's funny, my family, for generations, no man had ever seen a grandchild born. They had all died before their grandchildren.
Oh, how sad.
So I'll tell you what, when my daughter got pregnant, I was happy for her and scared.
Oh, double-edged sword, watch out, huh?
Yeah, but everything turned out good.
Well, great.
Anyhow.
All right, well, you want to try a trivia?
Sure, I haven't heard any of them, so just throw one out for me.
All right, here we go. What U.S. city made the beignet famous?
Oh, that'd be the Big Easy, New Orleans.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Simple, wimple, double dimple.
That was easy for you.
Easy cheesy.
One of my favorite eating cities in the world.
You know, I've never been there, and that is one place I want to go.
I'll tell you what. You can't throw a stick without hitting a really fantastic eating establishment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard me yesterday, but you know the one that Bubba's, the restaurant that Paula Deen owned?
Uh-huh.
That caused all the problems with the kind of...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the racial problems.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, well, she closed it down.
But that one was in Georgia, wasn't it?
No. Was it in Georgia?
I can look for you.
I thought it was in New Orleans. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know Lady and Sons is in Savannah. That's her original. I thought all of her restaurants were in Georgia. I might be wrong.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was. But, oh, well. Anyway, it's closed down.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yep. Okay. No great loss as far as I'm concerned.
Never been there, so.
But I'll tell you, New Orleans, from the push carts on the street to the fine, really expensive, and everything in between, the food is just spectacular.
Well, one day I'm going to get there, and we're going to hit every place that we can.
Yeah. Try not to do it during Mardi Gras, because you get exposed to all kinds of things.
Yes.
You know,
all kinds of things are being exposed.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good, Manny. Thanks for calling. We're going to stick you into the drawings, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day, okay?
You too, also.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Mary Ann from Tempe. Mary Ann, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just wanted to call in and say hi to you and Diane and get on for Tip Tuesday here.
All right. What kind of tip you got for us today?
What kind of tip? I got a recipe I want to give you for a green grape pie.
Okay.
I remember when that lady called in, and I remember her saying something about pressing the grape, her remembering her mother pressing the grapes through a sieve. So I have a repertoire of grape pie, not grape pies, of pies, because I've always been a pie baker pretty much since when I was a young kid. So anyway, I found this recipe that I don't remember where I got it or how long I've had it, but it was for a green grape pie, and it called for regular green grapes.
Okay.
Okay. So this called for 1.5 cups of green grapes, 1/2 a cup of water, 1 cup of sugar, 4 tablespoons of flour, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 2 egg yolks. Are you copying this down, by the way?
You know what? So far, it's the exact recipe that I've been going by.
1/4 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 egg whites, 4 tablespoons of sugar, and a baked pie shell. And what you do is you cook the green grapes with water until they're tender, and then you press them through a sieve, and you measure 1.5 cups of that pulp and place it in a double boiler. You add some sugar mixed with flour and salt and cook it about 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Then you let it cool about 15 minutes. You beat your egg yolks slightly and add gradually to the thickened pulp, stirring constantly, and cook it for 2 minutes. You remove from the heat and add your vanilla, and then cool, and then pour into a baked pie shell. Make your meringue with egg whites and sugar, and bake approximately 350 degrees about 2 minutes just to get your egg whites brown. So I don't know if that's the same recipe you had, Dennis, but
it's a little bit different. The one that I did. Now, were those seedless grapes or were they seeded? Did they have seeds in them?
It says just green grapes, so I don't know if they have the seeds or if they're the seedless ones, but if you press it through a sieve, that would remove your
right.
seeds.
Exactly, and that's like on the one that I had for the Concord grape one. It said to peel them and then put them in the pan and just add a little bit of actually it said to smash a few of the grapes to get the juice going. And then once it started cooking, the grapes would start cooking down and make a pulp. And then you dropped it into the sieve and pushed it through. And that got you the pulp, but not the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Well, I took a little shortcut on mine. And because in the end, you end up adding the grape skins back into it.
Oh, okay.
On the one that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So I did that, but I actually just cut the grapes in half because they were seedless and boiled them and then smashed them up like mashed potatoes, like you would. And as they cooked and they got, you know, softer and softer and made a really nice pulp. And then I put the flour and the salt and stuff in. And the only difference, well, I mean, yours had eggs in it. I didn't have to put eggs in mine. And then you put a meringue on top of yours. I put another piece of crust over mine.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, no, this was with meringue, and it was just basically a green pie, you know, green grapes. And I thought, well, it didn't call for Concord grapes, so that's why I thought, well, maybe this was the recipe that she was looking for. But yours sounds very similar, like I say, all except for I think the egg yolks probably were to help thicken it maybe or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yours sounds great. I mean, I didn't even think about putting a meringue or a cream on top of it.
Yeah, so you have to try that one maybe. I think I probably made this years and years ago because, I have a whole stack of recipes that I just kind of keep together. And I said, I don't remember when I made this, but I must have tried it. At one time or another, when I would be baking a lot of pies. I've been baking pies since I've been 12 years old. So
you've had a lot of practice.
Yeah, I made my first pie when I was 12 years old. I surprised my mother, and I went out and picked berries and came home and made a blackberry pie.
Love blackberry pie.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's my favorite. So anyway, I just, you know, I came across it, and I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and call Dennis and tell him about this because I know – Manny was asking about it, and I thought, another recipe for you to try.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I wrote it all down, so.
Okay, very good. All right, well,
you want to try a trivia today?
Well, Manny just took my last trivia that I knew, so give me an easy one. And the Elvis one was answered, and I knew that one, so.
Oh, here's one you might know.
Okay.
What name is given to the dish of ground chickpeas blended with lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil?
Hummus.
You got it.
Okay, great.
Hummus.
That gets
hummus?
Me in twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what
well, and you were eligible, so that gets you an automatic gift certificate, too.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you know where I want to go?
Where?
Millie's. You have any Millie's?
You know what I do, so I'll send you to Millie's, okay?
Yeah, I want to try that place. Okay, Dennis, thank you very
All
much.
All right. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye, Marianne.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
Four 480-668-3287. Give us a call.
Give us a tip for Tip Tuesday. Or before we get started on anything else, I want to give the recipe of the day. It's brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's A-L-E-X-O-N design.com, all one word. Or give them a call, 480-699-7796. And the recipe today is maybe a little appetizer for those of you that are going to do Easter dinner. We're going to do sausage rolls with, what do you say, how do you call it? Worcestershire sauce, but you call it wished you could say it sauce?
Yep.
All right, we're going to start out with 3/4 pound of lean ground pork, 3/4 cup of finely diced boiled potato, 1 small onion finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, and 1 teaspoon of dried sage, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, and 1 package of frozen puff pastry sheets thawed, and then a little bit of flour for dusting, 1 large egg beaten, and 1 cup of Worcestershire sauce. We're going to start out with preheating the oven to 350 degrees. We're going to make a pipe bag so we can put this ingredients in there and put it on our pastry. So to do that, you can just snip the corner of a plastic food bag with scissors to make an inch opening so you can kind of put that, so it'll squeeze right out. So we'll combine the pork, potato, onion, parsley, sage, salt, pepper, and pepper flakes in a bowl. You're going to transfer that mixture into the bag that you just cut a little hole in. That's going to be your piping bag if you don't already have a pastry bag. Unfold your pastry sheet, and you're going to follow the fold marks and cut into 3 rectangles. Cut each rectangle in half lengthwise to make 6 strips. On a lightly floured surface, you're going to roll out the strips into a 12-inch by 2.5 inches rectangles. And then you're going to pipe that sausage mixture along one of the edges of each strip. Lightly brush the opposite edge with that egg. Starting at the edge with the sausage mixture, you're going to roll up the strip gently, pressing the egg brushed edge to seal. Then with a sharp knife, you're going to cut along crosswise into 8 1.5-inch thick rolls. Then you'll arrange the rolls seam side down on a broiler pan, brush the top with an egg, and then you're going to bake until golden and cooked for about 30 to 35 minutes. Serve warm with Worcestershire sauce for dipping. Doesn't that sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
That's a nice little treat.
Yeah.
A little something. I thought it sounded good. So, again, that's sausage rolls with Worcestershire sauce. See, now I'm thinking it, overthinking it. And that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group at go check them out online. They have some beautiful designs, alexondesign.com. They do landscaping, pools, and much, much more. Barbecues, all kinds of beautiful, beautiful landscaping designs.
Yep. They're very good people up there. So
yeah, give them a call, 480-699-7796. And remember, when you call any of our sponsors, let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions.
Because it will get you a deal every time.
It gets you a better deal.
All right. And, all right. So, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah? We've got a busy weekend planned. And don't forget, we're going to have our wine tasting on Thursday this month. It'll be Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Groves Bar and Grill. That's located at 323 South Gilbert Road. It's $30 per person. Come very hungry. We're going to be doing wines from Italy this month. And Dennis will do a beautiful food pairing to go along with those wines. There are four wines, two reds and two whites. Again, that's $30 per person this Thursday, April 17th at 7 p.m. And Friday, we're going to have Brittany from the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. She'll be joining us. You can always go check them out online at thescottsdaleresort.com, or you can go and see them in person and go check out some of their specials. They have a beautiful Sunday champagne brunch, and that's located at 7700 East McCormick Parkway. Or if you're already planning for your Mother's Day, they are still taking reservations for Mother's Day brunch over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. You can call for those reservations at 480-991-9000. And that's what's happening this week.
All right. Busy week next.
Oh, for us, it's going to be a real busy weekend.
And tomorrow we have Debbie here.
Debbie's going to be joining us tomorrow.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Debbie from Scottsdale will be joining us. So we're looking forward to having her here. And should be a good time.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Debbie.
Yeah. She's always got a lot of input. So.
Yeah, she's got a lot of food. She goes and checks out a lot of restaurants and is able to provide us with some wonderful restaurant reviews.
Yep, so I'm sure that she will come loaded with some tomorrow.
Oh, we were going to talk about a restaurant review for those desserts, those fried cheesecakes we had.
Yeah, well, actually, the whole thing. It was, we went to Quixote. It's a Japanese restaurant on it's on Gilbert Road, just past Germain in the Watershed Park, something like that. Waterfall Park.
Waterfront
Park.
Okay. I think it's Waterfront. It's right next to the JCPenney's on Gilbert, just south of Germain.
Yeah,
it's on Gilbert Road. And if you pass the JCPenney's, it's going to be on your right-hand side, which would be the west side of the road. And it's a beautiful-looking building. I'm just trying to look up the exact address for you because I'm looking how it's spelled, because it was spelled differently.
K-O-H-T-I.
K-O-H.
Yeah, I believe that was it. Anyway, it was we went there, and it's Japanese food, and we started out with the chicken rolls, or chicken lettuce wraps that were very good. Then I had some sushi, and I thought it was very good. Diana just looked at me as I ate that, and then we had our meals. You had Mongolian beef. Right?
I did. I had the Mongolian beef, and it came with some rice also.
And then I had a Western mix, I think it was. It had chicken, and it had beef, and it had shrimp, and it was really good. It was very good. But the topper of it all was we got these desserts, and it was cheesecake that had been deep fried in rice paper, and then cut.
It was rice paper.
And then it was cut and tipped on its side and topped with a little bit of strawberry and whipped cream. And we had three orders of those. two orders of those.
Two orders. They brought us a third brought us order, a third and we one said no. We said no, no, we cannot have that.
But it was very good. So if you like that kind of food, and you're on this side of town sometime, go over and check them out. And like I said, it's right next to the JCPenney's in the. We'll give you the exact address.
Yeah, I'm trying to
tomorrow,
find it because I don't know how to spell it, so it's just not coming up.
Okay, it's Otaku. It was OTAKU.
Okay.
I was totally wrong. But it's at 2430 South Gilbert Road.
Okay, there it is. And you know why you thought it was a K? Because they have chopsticks in front of it.
Okay, see? That's see? Why.
That's why you thought it was a K.
So...
very interesting. See how we make things up in our minds. That is 2430 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert. You can call and see about reservations, 480-821-3908. They are a family-owned restaurant.
Yeah, they are.
They are closed on Mondays, but they are open Tuesday through Thursday from 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday from 11 to 10, and Sunday from 11 to 8.
And then I have one more food review. Because we got off a busy weekend, and anyway, we did the show yesterday, went home, did a bunch of yard work for the first time in a long time, and
yes, we did.
Went inside, yeah. And we were going to go to dinner and try out another restaurant last night, and we were just too tired. So Diana ran to the store, and Diana cooked dinner last night, and it was fabulous. She made a green chili chicken that was so tender and so juicy, and she made homemade flour tortillas, and those just was perfect. The taste in them was, the flavoring was perfect in them, and then rice and beans, and everything was just perfect.
Put jalapenos in our pinto beans.
Yeah, and the fact that we got to do it at home, and she got to cook, and
it was
which she loves to do, she just never gets a chance to. And it was just great. And so, yeah, Diana's a great cook. So it was
who would have known, huh?
Very enjoyable. So, and we did take our time eating it.
We did. And we shared with the kids.
Yeah.
Since there were no tortillas left, so now I got to make some more tortillas.
All right. But so those are our reviews for the day. But anyway.
This day has flown by. It's already that time.
It has,
so
it has
just want to remind everybody, when you go to see any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions.
That's right. And thank you all for listening for these 2 hours of the day. We appreciate you, and we love that you continue to listen to us. Gary, and thanks for a great job today. Diana, thank you for being my partner here and in life. Everybody, remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. In the zone of gold.